Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show, the show where you get to turn your vibe on. My name is Valerie A. Campbell, and VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, beliefs, and expectation. And I like to talk and touch on a subject that falls into any of those categories. And as you know, my show is all about healing, around dating, giving dating advice, etc. So, what is today's topic, especially for you ladies out there? It's entitled, Close Your Legs and You Will See Results. Yes, I said it, close your legs and you will see results. So, why have I come up with this topic today? Because when working with clients, there is a pattern of, well, why does he not want to commit to me? And ladies, I'm going to give it to you straight. It's because you're giving up the cookie far too soon. You really have to allow a man to take the time to court you. Take you out, kiss you on the cheek, rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat that girl until he falls in love with you, until he forms an emotional connection with you and asks you for exclusivity. Now, why is this important? Because in today's society, what with the media and everything that's spewed out from people that are just lost on how to actually fully attract a man so that he's a keeper, is swaying women or influencing them in a way that has gone far, far, far away from traditional values. So when you take the time, or give a man the time, give yourselves enough time to form that emotional connection, then it's so much fun. You get to know the man's character. You get to know if he is suitable for you. I always say that dating is about data collection. You have to really know who you are. You really have to know your worth. Because when you do meet a man, you want to know, is this guy right for me in the direction that I'm moving? Is he right for my future? And of course, it works vice versa. It allows him time to appraise you and see if you can do the same for him. So let a man court you, take you out. As I said, kiss you on the cheek, rinse and repeat. Because if you are looking to have that long-term relationship and actually get married, then do not give up the cookie. Okay? Ladies, you've got to stop giving up your most valuable possession for zero, for zilch. You've got to start following the blueprint that let's just say, that God created. The media is lying to you, okay? And quite frankly, it's telling you to behave like a garden tool. And I'm not going to say the name, okay, because I don't want to offend anyone, but I'm just telling you straight, okay? You've got to stop acting like a garden tool, because you can't be doing that and expect to attract a quality man in your life. I know that many of you have probably read the book or seen the movie Shades of Grey. That is just fiction. Okay, it's just fiction. So don't buy into that. Don't buy into that. And you have to really know that you are worthy of a commitment. Because if you don't know that, and if you don't feel that deep down, how can you then attract it? You have to love yourself enough to know that you deserve that. And I know we hear this term all the time, you've got to know your worth, you've got to know your worth. But what does that really, really mean? You see, as women, we are the gatekeepers. And when you look at the women and how women are carrying themselves, and women on TV exposing themselves, and they're half naked and sex is just on display, it's like, take me, okay? It is that kind of substandard behavior that stops these boys from actually growing up and becoming men. As women, we have to maintain our high standards, okay? Because we are living in a high sex economy, and we need to shut down the supply of the flesh so that men have to put a ring on it, in the words of Beyoncé, to get that cookie, to get your most prized position. Because think about it, a man will take what you give him if you lie down and offer it to him. Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't he? Because a man's body is different. We are different beings, okay? A man has more than 20 times testosterone in his body than a woman. And for women that have experienced perhaps like an imbalance in hormone, where the testosterone level in their bodies is increased, they will know how it feels, okay? You feel like a dog on heat, or you imagine you would feel like a dog on heat. It is a man's physiological need to have sex. It is extremely valuable to him. And so, if it's extremely valuable to him, why do you give that which is extremely valuable to you? Well, it should be. Why do you give that up to him for free? You see, in this life, you get what you demand. You have to demand respect. It's not merely what you think that you're worth. You have to believe that in every fiber of your being. Because if you think that you're unworthy of a ring, guess what? Guess what? That's what's gonna show up, right? Or the lack of. You're not gonna get that ring. It's not for you to drop your standards. It's for you to keep them high. It's either he levels up or he levels out of your life. He either levels up to your standards or he levels out of your life. And when I used to work with those 120 men, being the only girl, they would confide that in me. They might not tell you that up front, but secretly a man wants you to give him the chase. That's when he feels like a man. That's when he feels like he's winning the prize. When you give him that space to do it. But women, listen, women, you're letting yourself down. Okay? And what I'm explaining is truth. It's nothing new. It's what our foreparents did over 50 years ago, where you see them in their long-term marriages, where you see that long-term commitment and love. Why is it that divorce rates are so high now than it was then? Okay? Supply and demand. We're living in a high sex economy. And if that blueprint was working then, why Why it's not broken, so why try to reinvent the wheel? Look, the way that our minds work, our subconscious mind, it doesn't differentiate between what is imagined and what is real. Okay? It just follows the pictures that it sees in its mind's eye. This is a scientific fact, okay? So you have to kind of think, what pictures have I placed in my mind? Or what pictures are being placed in your mind by the media and by music? You see all these sexual images, they're all around you, it's on tap, okay? You've got these half naked women, you know, shaking their... Anyway, I don't need to go on, but you understand what I'm saying. And that kind of imagery in your mind, you need to shut yourself off from that. You need to get some real information, real knowledge, like what I'm sharing with you now. Because when you do that, you're actually building a foundation for a relationship. You go out into the dating world and you're building it on sand. You're not building a firm foundation for a man to want to be with you. Do you remember the story of the three little pigs, the fairy tale? And the walls that were made of brick, the house that was made of brick, that is the house that the wolf couldn't blow down, okay? So you've got to build a foundation made of brick, and that starts with having standards and maintaining your standards, okay, with your boundaries. It's time to work on you. It's time to work on that mindset, okay? Just forget the guy for a moment. Work on you. Take time. Take a year out if you need to. Take time to work on yourself. Because you attract who you are. Not what you want. You attract who you are. And it's time to start getting it together. It's time that you start leveling up to that standard. You know, you can either get some mentorship or you can continue to learn from your mistakes whilst wasting time to do so. And I know I haven't got time to waste, have you? Because look, you've heard it said before, time is your most valuable commodity. Or maybe you haven't heard that. Maybe it's the first time you're hearing it now. But I'm sure it resonates with you. Think about it. You can use time to create money, but you can't use money to create time. So you can see that it's time that is your most valuable commodity. You're not getting any younger. You're getting older. So don't waste your time. And they say that if you want something but that you've never had, then you have to do something that you've never done. So find yourself a good mentor. If you like the sound of me, contact me. Okay, and I can be contacted at valerieacampbell.com/contact. Okay, just reach out to me, valerieacampbell.com. So, it's time to fix up, yeah? It's time to fix up. Contact me, valerieacampbell.com/apply. Actually, that's a better link for me. Okay. Another thing that I find women don't do, they don't check references. Okay. Like if you, as a landlord, I always have to check the references of tenants. Okay. Because you want to know if this person's credible. Do you want to know what sort of relationship are they going to have with this apartment that I'm handing over to you? And you know, I have Nigerian neighbors and they are so into this. Okay, like you're marrying into that family. So they want to know, well, okay, you've brought this guy to see us. What's his credentials? What sort of family is he from? What is his ex-girlfriend like? What has she got to say about him? But in the Western world, it doesn't seem as if that is a done thing. If anything, it's just like you're just gullible. You just take what the guy has got to say. There's always two sides to a story. Always two sides to a story. So what's his last girlfriend saying about him? What do his friends say about him? Has he got friends? Find out who this guy is. So ask yourself, what are you worth? A takeaway? A ride in a nice car? Maybe a trip to the theater or cinema? Listen, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know your worth, then someone else will. Okay? They will establish that for you. They will put a price tag on you. And when boys meet women that know their worth, they run away and they call you names. A real man will hold his ground and approach you. He will match your worth because he sees a reflection of himself in you. To tell you a little story, recently I was at the gym and a friend of mine was speaking to another guy. He later came back and told me what happened. And he said, oh, you know, he kind of made a comment about me and said, oh, that girl's a gold digger. Now, I don't know this guy. I only know this guy from just seeing him at the gym, what have you. And when my friend told me that, I just laughed because I thought to myself, wow, that guy has got some serious insecurities. Because isn't that what guys do? Like, if they're afraid to approach you because you have high standards, they try to make up for their lack of qualifications, so to speak. And throw insults out there. But really, what he's actually saying within himself is that I don't feel that I'm qualified enough or enough to approach this woman. And so I began to laugh within myself. Look, at the end of the day, you have to really know what you're about. You have to know what you stand for. You have to know the qualities that you possess. And you have to have a quiet humbleness about it. Because I would love to see that high sex economy reduced to a low sex economy. We've got to change the balance of demand and supply. I want you to actually look within yourself and ask yourself, do I fall into either of these two categories that I'm about to describe? And I'm going to use it as an analogy. Are you a cheap sale at the front of the store? You know, you have those stores and they have, you know, their discount buckets at the front of the store, okay? And anyone can approach it. And anyone does approach it and they touch it and they look over it or they try it on for size. Easily accessible. Easily accessible. And then at the back of the store, they have the glass case, okay? And in the glass case, our merchandise where you can't touch it, okay? And when it's brought out of that display case, it's brought out with respect and care. That's the second category. You want a man to see you in that moment. And to say to himself one of two things. You know what? Wow, look at that. One day I'm going to be able to afford that. One day I'm going to be able to afford that. And not even step to you because he knows he can't. But yet you inspire him, and this is the word, you inspire him to become a better man. He goes away and he says, you know what, I need to fix myself up. I need to fix myself up to a standard that I feel that I can approach this merchandise, okay? That I can approach this woman. And he says, yeah, and he's nodding his head. He says, yeah, I'm gonna come back for that. Okay, so you've got that category. I didn't even speak about the other category. The other category, they're not even in the running, okay? So they look and they just know, and they don't have no concept of fixing up. So I haven't even mentioned them, okay? So they're out of the picture. But you've got the guy who feels inspired to fix up, okay? Or do you want a man who looks at you and he says, you know what, I can afford that. I can afford that. And he steps up to you because he's ready. He's ready. And he knows that he can afford you. Which category do you want to fall into? I'll repeat. Which category do you fall into? Or more importantly, what category would you like to fall into? This is an answer that only you can give yourself. Now, I know that sometimes, you know, I can be a little bit hard-hitting. And it really isn't my intention to offend anyone. Like, that really isn't my intention. It's just that I put myself sometimes in women's positions and I think, I wish that I had that information when I was young. Okay, let's say younger, because I'm still a young girl, you know, I'm still here. But I wish I knew this information when I was younger. Okay, I wish I knew when to allow the cookie to crumble, or the significance of allowing the cookie to crumble before time. It's taken me years to understand that you have to allow a man to form an emotional connection to you, okay? Because when your soul falls in love with another soul before skin has even been touched, that's when you know that you have true love, okay? Because the man has to stretch to win you. You are a prize, women. You are a prize. And that, as I've said on so many previous occasions, eggs don't chase sperm. Sperm chases egg. When we think about things on a biological level, you know, as women, I've had clients say, well, you know, like, well, where are the real men? Where are they? Well, the real men are created when we force them to. When we not, let me not use the word force, when we allow them to be real men. And that means us stepping back. Stepping back, okay? Not emasculating a man. Allowing a man the space to grow. Allowing the man time to pursue you, okay? That's what it's all about. So as I said, if you want to learn more about this, contact me, valerieacampbell.com/apply. Now, I have a formula that I take women through, and I call it the VIBES formula. Now, VIBES is actually an acronym: vision, intention, beliefs, expectation, and sustain. And I take women on a journey. I take women on a journey, and at the end of this, this is where they get to find out what true love really is. Yes? So the V part, vision, is all about who are you? What are you about? What do you stand for? What are your boundaries? What will you tolerate? What will you not tolerate? This is about some real deep soul searching. It's about forgiving that part of you which you've kind of like stuck in the dark. Okay, it's about dragging it out into the screaming light and looking at it, dealing with it, healing it, yeah? Putting it, forgiving it, okay? So that you can be a whole person, okay? When you do that, that's when you allow your light to truly shine. That's when you become a fully radiant person because you've accepted all parts of you. It's about being real with yourself, okay? It's not about meeting other people's expectations. Recently, I met a Nigerian lady, and she's 26, and she spoke about when she got to her, like, her 23, 22, 24, you know, her parents were putting demands on her because it's in line with their culture. Why aren't you married yet? And as she began to approach what we call young, right, they started to make her feel wrong that she hadn't got married, that there was actually something wrong with her. So what we don't want is for you to feel as if you have to meet someone else's expectations. Everyone has the right to live their life how they want. So the V is about bringing out your authentic self. Bringing that part out of you, being bold about it. And it really does take being bold and brave to say, look, this is me, take me or leave it. I'd rather someone loves me for me being me than love me for me being a mask. And then from there, you now set your intention for how you truly want to feel in a relationship. And it's all about how you want to feel, because God's universe reads and feeds off of your vibration. Yeah, your vibration. Okay, and your vibration is how you feel. And it's about getting really, really clear on that and really crystal on that. Okay, you know, a lot of women might say, oh, I want a guy who's a millionaire. You know, he has to look this way, he has to have the green eyes. Listen. You know, the blonde hair, whatever it is, whatever it works for you. When you dig deep, well, why do you want that? It's always because you think it makes you feel a certain way. So let's just get to the crux of how you want to feel and allow the universe scope to meet that in its own way. So don't get fixed on this person has to look a particular way, because they really don't. You want somebody who's going to make you feel the way you want to feel. And the universe always answers prayers. So from that point on, you then move on to the B. And the B is about examining your beliefs and getting rid of the beliefs, because your beliefs act as huge stones, obstacles that prevent you from seeing the man that you want. And so I help women to actually overcome and break down those huge stones so they can see a clear path, or provide a clear path for the universe to deliver what they've been asking for. And then from that place of assumption that your man is already there, now you step out in expectation with 100% faith that it is going to happen. Go out on dates, have fun. Think about it. If you know your man is already there and you're going out and you're doing your circular dating.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.